The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Trick or treat. There was a loud banging on my door after the words. I rolled my eyes and stayed seated, hoping whoever was at the door would go away. Trick or treat, the person yelled again, infuriating me. I grabbed the water gun from my room and went to open the door.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
It was a little boy dressed in the worst butterfly costume I had ever seen. I sprayed water on him and he ran away, crying and screaming. I felt accomplished and shut my door with a silly smile. I was 24 and lived by myself in the city. I hated holidays, Halloween especially. I just didn't see the point. People got dressed in silly costumes for a day to celebrate what? It was pointless to me. I was content staying at home watching Netflix. There was another knock on the door. I cursed under my breath. Why would these people not leave me alone? The knock came again, urgently. I picked my water gun up and went to open the door. I didn't get to see who was at the door because immediately as I opened it, the person rushed past me, making me lose my grip on the water gun. I frowned and I turned to yell at the person. Shh, you have to help me, please. It was a woman and she looked like she'd been crying. Her hair was a mess and her eyes were wide and frightened. She looked like she was in trouble. I groaned inwardly. I was a quiet guy and hardly talked to my neighbors. I didn't want any drama. Look, I don't know you. Whatever's going on with you is none of my business. I liked my solitary life and I didn't want any complications. This woman looked like a complication. She broke down in tears, explaining to me that she was running from her husband. He was abusive and would beat her up from time to time. She said that he got violent again and she got scared for her life, so she had to run away. It was then I noticed she was holding her left arm gingerly. After seeing my stare, she explained that he pushed her down the stairs and she landed on her arm, spraining it. I sighed and went over to get her some ice. She sat down on my sofa and I wrapped ice in a towel before handing it over to her. This is still none of my business. You have to go to the police. She shook her head violently. He'll kill me if I ever report him. I proceeded to tell her that it was an empty threat and there was nothing he could do behind bars. I told her she was too young to spend her life in torture. She looked to be in her late 20s. I know you're inside, Susan. We both froze and she whimpered, dropping the ice. Her husband had found her. I was torn. I didn't know whether to hide her or just dump her outside. My door just got kicked open, and then Susan and I rushed over to our feet, looking towards the door. A huge man walked in. He pointed at Susan and ordered her to follow him. She stubbornly refused and moved behind me. Her breasts were shaky, and I swore I could hear her heart beating faster. This man looked at me with eyes full of rage. I raised my hands and I told him to calm down. He was a really big guy, and I was sure he would put me down if given the chance. "So, it's you who has made her this confident." I opened my mouth in shock, explaining that I just met her for the first time and had no idea who she was. He shook his head disbelievingly and told Susan to follow him again. As she stayed where she was, he walked towards us, and I tried to walk away from his path. Susan's hand clutched my shirt and prevented me from moving. I knew he'd probably hit her when he got her back, and I got angry. Some people were sadists. "She isn't your property. You can't just order her around." The man paused. "What did you say?" I swallowed at the look of his face and heard a commotion at my front door. About 2 kids were standing on my porch, each of them in costumes. They were little, couldn't be more than 10 years. They clapped their hands together, looking entertained. They thought we were putting on a show. In the time I was distracted, Susan's husband had closed in on us. He punched me in the stomach and I grunted, bending over in pain. I drove my shoulder into his middle, but couldn't manage to make him fall down.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He brought up his hands and banged me on my back. My breath left me in a whoosh and I fell down wheezing. "Call the cops," I yelled at Susan. She was trembling and I felt sorry for her. If this was the kind of torture she experienced, no wonder she was such a mess. He kicked me and the kids outside started cheering at Susan's husband, like it was a no-holds-barred WWE match going on. I lay on the floor trying to recover from the blows. I wanted to call the police, but my phone was out of my reach. I heard a scream and looked up. Susan was being yanked by her hair and her husband sneered in her face. The kids paused the cheering. Now they were starting to look scared. "This is real. Get help, quick." Their tiny feet ran down my porch and I wished they found help soon. Susan's husband dragged her by the hair and was talking to her outside. I stood up, still huffing, and my eyes fell on the water gun. Call it a reflex or my stupidity, I sprayed water on his back. He looked at me and raged like a monster. He ran towards me, leaving Susan. Susan fell down and held her head crying. I sprayed him in his eyes, and he yelled as the water disturbed his vision. I kicked him between the legs, and he went down, face contorted in pain. I heard footsteps out of my house and I looked up. A small and heavy man rushed in and surveyed the situation. Behind them were the children that I asked to get help. I looked at them with utter disappointment. This is what they brought me? To my surprise, this man sat on Susan's husband and he was unable to move. I sighed in relief. I called the police and they arrived soon. After calming Susan down, she narrated everything she had been through with her husband and promised to testify against him in court. I was given analgesic for the pain I felt and also told to get enough rest. Susan joined a support group for abused women and they helped her get over her ordeal. I checked on her from time to time. My experience made me despise Halloween even more, but also changed me a bit. I started a blog and channeled it towards helping people who needed help to voice out before it was too late.
Too scared to subscribe?
We all love holidays. I mean, what's not to love? My mom, for example, loves Christmas. It's her favorite time of year. every single time, she would surprise us by decorating the entire house with lights and all sorts of things. One year, she even decorated my room while I was sleeping in it. This is how passionate she is about Christmas. My dad, on the other hand, likes basketball season. He also likes the Super Bowl. I mean, these are his holidays of choice. Pretty weird, I know, but who am I to judge? But what about me? Well, I inherited the love of holidays from my mom, especially a particular one. I know what you're thinking, and it's not Christmas. Oh no, I'm a big, big fan of Halloween. Ever since I could remember, it's been my favorite holiday. I would love to dress up as different characters throughout the year. Of course, being a little girl, I would dress up like a princess, but as I got older, my costumes got darker, as expected after all. But there's one particular year. That year changed everything. I got a new perspective and I started seeing Halloween as, well, different. I started seeing it as something that could be dangerous, and I always had one eye open ever since. Let me go back about 5 years. That's when it happened. It was October 30th, one day until Halloween. I was still living with my parents at the time in a cute house in the suburbs, way nicer than the one-bedroom apartment I live in now, but I digress. So, as I was saying, I was quite young and living with my mom and dad. That particular year, I don't know why, but Dad wanted to set up the decorations. I guess Mom was busy and he just wanted to help out. I don't know. So he came into my room that afternoon. "Jess!" he screamed. I got startled. "What?" I had my headphones on. "Or are those too small for you to see?" I snarked before laughing. "Come on, let's set up the Halloween decorations," he told me. I was surprised, but excited at the same time. "Yeah, I'll come down in a sec," I told him before he closed the door. When I got downstairs, he was already looking through the boxes. "Where's Mom?" I asked him while looking around the living room. "She's at work. She just got a phone call about a patient or something," my dad responded without taking his eyes off the fake spiderweb and plastic skulls.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
My mom was a psychiatrist and still is. She works with all kinds of people, but unfortunately, I couldn't hear any of her stories. You know, doctor-patient confidentiality. But I bet they got pretty interesting. Moving on. Me and my dad were setting up the decorations, and it only took us about 2 hours. "Done," he said with a smile on his face while proudly looking at what he managed to do. To be honest, Mom used to decorate the house and front yard way better, but being his first try, I can say he did an okay job. As we were heading inside to clean ourselves off, a car pulled up in the driveway. It was Mom. I remained behind to greet her, but she didn't get out of the car. I waited a few seconds to see what she was up to, but she just stayed there. I could see her from the living room window. She wasn't on her phone or anything. She was just sitting in her car, looking in front of her. Something didn't look right, so I decided to go out and see if she was okay. "Mom?" I asked while knocking on her car window. She got startled and looked at me for a second with her big eyes. She then seemed to be snapping out of the state that she was in. After that, she proceeded to take off her seatbelt, but instead of getting out, she looked into the back seat for something. "Mom, is everything okay?" I asked her. "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just looking for some papers for work. It's about a patient of mine." After she found the papers, we went inside. Dad was already on the couch watching the game. Me and Mom went to the kitchen. She still had a worried look on her face, but she wasn't going to tell me what went on at the office. Dad came into the kitchen as well. He kissed her and asked her what was going on, but before saying anything, she looked at me and then changed the subject. Anyway, that evening went on as usual. We ate, we made a little chit-chat, and then I went to bed. I was so excited that tomorrow was Halloween, but I was kind of worried about Mom. Something went on that day, and she didn't tell me what. It was around 1 a.m., and I couldn't sleep, so I got out of bed to go to the kitchen and get some water. As I came out of my room, I heard something. My mom and dad were awake. It was strange because usually they were asleep at this hour. But they were talking about something, and I couldn't understand, so I went closer to the door. They were talking about what happened at work. I didn't catch the entire conversation, but I heard a patient of hers escape the institute and the police were looking for him. He was supposed to be a violent individual who was declared mentally unstable. After they stopped talking, I got a drink of water and then went to bed. The next day went by so fast that I didn't remember what went on. I was a little too old to go trick-or-treating, so I met up with some friends and we walked around town. As we passed by a park, we heard something. We looked in the direction of the park but saw that it was empty. Only a street lamp with a dying light bulb was making it possible to see anything. "We must be imagining things," I told my friend, and we wanted to keep walking. But then we heard something again. It was someone whistling. "Hello?" I said while wanting to go over there, but my friend Abby grabbed me. "Are you crazy? Don't go there," she said. While we were talking, something came running towards us from a bush. It was a man, all dressed in white. We all started running, but he managed to grab Abby, and they both fell to the ground, and all of my friends were gone. I was the only one who didn't leave Abby behind. I started screaming and calling for anyone, but there wasn't anyone around. Abby was struggling to get the man off of her. The guy was small, probably smaller than my friend, but he was strong. He finally pinned her hands to the ground and started laughing. In a moment of despair, I grabbed a rock from the ground and came up from behind him, hitting him on the back of the head. The guy wouldn't stop laughing. He didn't even flinch, so I hit him again. But this time, he turned around and slapped me across my face, making me lose my balance. I fell to the ground. The guy got up and started to come towards me. I got up, still holding the rock. He was laughing the entire time, even though the back of his head started to bleed from the blow. As he was walking slowly towards me, Abby started screaming. "Leave her alone," she said. But the guy didn't seem to hear. He seemed so focused on me, maybe because I hit him in the head with a rock. Finally, the guy got his hands on me. He was squeezing my hand so hard that I dropped the rock. While this was going on, Abby was calling the cops. She couldn't do anything else. I tried to hit the guy with my feet, but he didn't seem to feel pain. He was just standing there, holding my arms above my head and looking into my eyes while laughing. Finally, I could hear police sirens. He didn't seem to be bothered by them. The police officers told him to let me go, so he finally did. He turned around and started laughing even harder, staring one of them in the eye. Then, out of nowhere, he started running towards him, trying to attack him, but one of his colleagues managed to tase the guy.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Me and Abby got home. I told my mom what happened and she started crying. That was her patient. The guy she was supposed to cure. The one who escaped from the Institute.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.